With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Short-term pain for long-term gain. That's how President Trump is casting his newly imposed tariffs on some goods from Canada, Mexico, and China, the tariffs to take effect tomorrow. Acknowledging Americans could pay more for some products as a result, Wall Street opened sharply lower this morning on fears of a full-blown trade war. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is on his first visit to Washington in several years, set to meet with President Trump tomorrow.
The fact that this would be President Trump's first meeting with a foreign leader since his inauguration is telling. I think it's a testimony to the strength of the Israeli-American alliance. It's also a testimony to the strength of our personal friendship.
The prime minister says they'll discuss victory over Hamas, achieving the release of all of the hostages held by Hamas, and dealing with the Iranian terror axis. Also at SRNNews.com, searchers have recovered the remains of most of the 67 people killed in the mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport last week. Today, crews will start lifting wreckage of the plane from the Potomac River.
This is D.C. Fire Chief John Donnelly.
So far, 55 victims have been positively identified from this aircraft, or from this accident.
Colonel Francis Perro with the Army Corps of Engineers says there is a precise operation going on.
And should any remains be found during our process, an automatic work stoppage happens, and we will definitely begin the proper coordination with the appropriate authorities.
Perro says the aircrafts will be loaded onto flatbed trucks and taken for further investigation. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Anti-deportation protesters waved Mexican and other foreign flags over the weekend. Demonstrations in Southern California, Texas, and New York. On Wall Street, stocks sharply lower. This is SRN News. Kim Davis, still in court.
The Kentucky clerk who was at the center of the national debate over gay marriage is waiting for the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to decide whether she will have to pay damages to a same-sex couple for refusing to grant them a license back in 2015. Davis has been ordered to pay tens of thousands of dollars to the two men for the, quote, emotional distress they suffered when she refused to have any part of granting the license, which they obtained from a different clerk. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hospitals in Colorado, Virginia, and the nation's capital say they have paused sex change operations and puberty-blocking drugs for children as they evaluate President Trump's executive order aimed at cutting federal support for such care. Denver Health in Colorado has stopped providing sex change surgeries for people under age 19. Officials at Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. say the hospital has paused prescriptions of puberty blockers and hormone therapy. This is SRN News. Some experts are warning of a downside to concierge health care.
Direct primary care is a very popular health care option. Patients pay a fee of roughly $50 to $100 a month and get easier direct access to their doctor for routine care as often as they want at no extra cost. However, public health officials say they do not think of direct primary care as a replacement for insurance. That's because the monthly fee covers nothing beyond the visits. Jason Walker reporting.
Jury selection begins today in Minneapolis. Trial of an alleged ringleader of a scheme to exploit the COVID pandemic. Prosecutors say $250 million was stolen from a program meant to feed children. The attorney for Amy Bach, founder of a group that prosecutors say was at the heart of the plot, insists that she is innocent of any wrongdoing. More details at SRNNews.com.